Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we try to help a special family that's currently in the Birmingham area at UAB. I have on the line with me Jamie Lynn Bowen, and she is sharing about Emmy, And Emmy's had some major difficulties lately, and it's taking its toll on the family. And I wanted to try to help the family, so I reached out to Jamie Lynn, and she's on the line with me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jamie Lynn Bowen.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. That's what my show exists for, is to try to bring awareness, to give you a vehicle so that my followers, my listeners, can know exactly what they need to do to help your family. Would you just share from the beginning what's happened with Emmy and her health challenges?
Emily tried to commit suicide. She took 10,000 milligrams of Tylenol. She was in a very dark place when she tried. And she waited 3 days to tell us why she was sick. We actually thought that it was a stomach bug. And we told her if she wasn't feeling any better that we were going to take her to the hospital. And that's when she told us, you know, what she had done. But she regretted it, and that's not the path she wanted to take. She wanted to live. She wanted to get better. By the end of the night, it was too late. She was asleep in my bed. I went to move her, and she was unresponsive. She was transported by ambulance to Marshall Medical South in Boaz, where they automatically did the test, and she was in complete liver failure, complete kidney failure. They transported her to Children's Pediatrics in Birmingham. She was in pediatrics for almost a week, completely sedated, on dialysis around the clock, plus receiving plasma. The liver transplant team come to us and told us that with her being 17, basically in an adult size, that she was going to need an adult size liver. So they moved her to the UAV part for adults in order for her to get a liver faster. They come and told us that she had 48 hours to get this transplant, or her body was not going to be strong enough to support the liver. On the exact 48-hour mark, my baby received her liver.
Wow.
The liver is functioning, just not as well as they want it to right now. But that's because her body is fighting everything else. She has pancreatitis, and she is still in complete kidney failure. So she had the liver transplant. She's had to have the breathing tube 3 times. They tried taking it out to see how she was going to recover. She does good for a day or two, and then she just can't get enough rest. So she has to be back on the breathing tube. As of right now, she is still on the breathing tube, and we're looking at having to have a trach put in Monday. She is responding now. She follows commands, but she's got a very long road. And until she can come off the breathing tube or trach, however they're going to proceed, she cannot step down to a recovery room. She's going to have to stay here in the surgical ICU. With that, there is no bathroom. There is no shower. There's a recliner. I live an hour and a half away, and I've been home once in 2 weeks. And I physically made myself sick worrying being that far away from her. So it's hard to get a shower, to have rest, because we just can't afford the hotel rooms. And without having Emily with us, they just don't offer a big enough discount. We are on the waiting list for multiple places. But like I said, that's not a there's no time frame. And we're going to have to be here at least another 2 months. My husband, he's doing the best he can to take care of the household bills so that way we have a home to bring her home to take care of her. But that leaves nothing in order for me to be here to take care of her. Her dad is disabled, and all of our family live in South Carolina, which we're originally from. So it's even more difficult to have help here to be able to leave to go get a shower or to rest. She has had support from her teachers. They have been wonderful. They made shirts for her to come up with donations for lodging. She's a toughie, and I know she can get through this. It's just financially, I don't see a way out. It's going to be a very, very difficult road for her. And I just want all the love and support and prayers for her.
Well, right now, Jamie Lynn, you're reaching a lot of people through the show from different states, but especially from Alabama. And I realize that even though you're from South Carolina, you're obviously seeing the love of people from this state. As you mentioned, there are T-shirts that have been made, and the hashtag is Liver Transplant Recipient, hashtag Emmy's Fight. And people can contact Heather Washburn Pierce. I want to get that out there. Heather Washburn Pierce on Facebook. If they want to place an order for the shirts. Now, orders will need to be paid for in advance, and they're $15 each. And Washburn is spelled W-A-S-H-B-U-R-N, and last name Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E. If you look that up, Heather Washburn Pierce, and message her and let her know you would like one of these T-shirts. But there are other ways, obviously, that people can contribute. I know that I wanted to touch base for just a minute. You have made this a mission now for teen suicide awareness.
I'm a survivor as well for teen suicide. God had a bigger plan for me. And I know my baby feels the same way. And we want to get her story out that these teenagers don't feel alone. I will listen any time of the day. I do not want any other parent to have to go through this, to see their child like this and feel so helpless. I don't want the teenager to feel so helpless that they think this is their way out. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I want them to know this is not the end. There is bigger things and a bigger world to enjoy. And most of all, I want them to feel loved.
Jamie Lynn, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to share the different ways that people can support your family financially and get that out there. We're going to be praying for Emily as she battles this, all these different health issues, and prayers for your family as you go through this struggle. It's not something you expected to happen, and it's now here, and your life has been turned upside down along with your husband's. Just trying to figure out what you can do to make this better. And right now, the doctors are doing what they can to help Emily, but there are circumstances now that financially it puts you in a difficult place. So we'll talk about that.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Good difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We are fighting for Emily right now. Emily Bowen is in Birmingham, Alabama. She overdosed on some medicine and thankfully was able to tell her parents what she had done, and they got her to the hospital where she is now fighting for her life at UAB. And I have on the line with me Jamie Lynn Bowen to share about Emily. She shared in the first segment about Emily's situation, the circumstances. We know that they're having a very difficult time right now as Emily recovers, and we're thankful for the medical team that is helping Emily survive this. She is a survivor. Jamie Lynn is a survivor, and I'll just tell you, Mark White is a survivor too, and I'm glad to be able to share a message of suicide awareness as well as trying to help your family, Jamie Lynn.
Thank y'all so much. She's a good kid. She has a bright future ahead of her. She has plans, and I know she's not going to give up. She has asked when they took the tube out the first time, and she was able to actually, you know, mumble words and stuff. She asked us to save her. And I won't stop until I do. And that goes for
not just her, if I can save another child as well, by them knowing her story, then I'm all for it. It's what Miami would want, and we're going to fight together through God.
I know you all are in it to overcome this battle, and it's a major challenge, but I appreciate the fact that you're thinking outside of yourself to try to help others, to try to help Emily and help others. And it was as easy for me to reach out to you as anyone else can do. They can reach out to Jamie Lynn Etheridge Bowen through Facebook and send you a message. You saw mine, so I'm sure if someone is fighting that battle, they can send you a message as well, and you'll be happy to talk to them and encourage them to not take this path.
As well as the Facebook page for Emmy, the Emmy Fight Liver Transplant Teen Suicide Awareness page. I made that page so not just to give updates about Emmy and people to leave messages for her, so that way when she is able to read these messages, she can see the outpour of love and support and prayers, so she doesn't ever have to feel that way again. And that goes for anybody. Just please reach out. Don't take this path. You are loved. And if you don't feel that, come to me and I'll make sure you do. I may not have anything that I can offer other than my experience, my words, my ears. But I'm willing to do that.
Tell me the exact name of that page again that you've created.
It's Emmy's Fight Liver Transplant Recipient Teen Suicide Awareness. The link is on my Facebook page as well.
Okay, I have found it. Yes, so okay. If people want to look it up, it's Emmy's Fight, as in a combo word there, and then a hyphen, Liver Transplant hyphen Teen Suicide Awareness is the page. It has a picture, a beautiful picture of Emily in a nice dress there with a guy friend there in the profile picture, so you'll see that. She's wearing a light blue dress, and you'll know that you're on the right page. And let's talk about how people can financially help your family right now, Jamie Lynn. What are the different avenues, ways that people can support?
First and foremost is prayers. God has been by her side this whole situation. And we just don't have the funds for lodging to be able at least 1 to 2 days for me to take a shower and rest, food for here for me. It's very expensive to be able to keep my strength up. I have to eat. Transportation, my vehicle is having some issues, so it's going to be difficult to get back and forth once she is able to leave Birmingham, because we live an hour and a half away. As of right now, anything, whether it be a dollar, just a prayer, just anything, is appreciated and needed. She has 2 dogs. And a cat that are going to need food. And we've got to make sure that they don't have fleas. And the flea collars are $65 a piece. It's really hard on my husband. And he's trying to pick up odd jobs as well to supplement the income, because we're used to being a two-income family. But there's just no way I can leave and be able to work with having to be here. her family does come in from South Carolina on weekends if they can. But with her dad being disabled as well, he doesn't have any extra income to be able to help us. As well as the grandparents, they are trying to do the best that they can to just be here for her. So that leaves them not able to help either. It's just very, very financially draining. And for somebody that doesn't have any income, it's even worse. I've reached out to churches, and the social worker for UAB has put us on waiting list for Ronald McDonald House, all these affiliated companies with UAB, but the waiting list, we just don't know.
As I told you in a message, I reached out to Red Mountain Grace to try to see if they had an available place. And as we think about food and shelter and transportation, they can donate through PayPal. You have a PayPal account, correct?
Yes, sir.
What is the email to that?
It's Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Bama, B-A-M-A, 85@gmail.com. There's also the QR code on our webpage that you can scan and easily donate that way. We have Cash App as well with that link provided, a GoFundMe page, and they can also donate to any Wells Fargo, but it has to be by a check or a money order. They won't accept it by cash. And they can reach out to me, and I can provide the account number for that as well. Also, if anybody is local around West End High School, they're more than welcome to drop off donations to them as well. Because both of those teachers that have been such a big support to Emily, they can drop it off to us.
Excellent. That's great that you have that location for people to drop off at West End High School.
It is in Altoona, Alabama.
Altoona, okay.
It has been a blessing for her. She loves the school, and they have really rallied around her with everything that's going on. The prayer group, it's just been amazing. And I hope that if any of her fellow students ever feel the way she did, that they reach out. Somebody's here, and I'll be that somebody.
Well, Jamie Lynn, we're in your corner. We're in Emily's corner as she battles for her life right now at UAB. And just know that we're here to support you. I'm going to post about this as well as post this show and let listeners find ways and opportunities to help your family. And I hope that everything that you need is taken care of so that you can focus on the one thing that's most important, and that's getting Emily out of that hospital and back on her feet and living her life again.
Yes, sir. And she's very feisty. she always has been. And I know she can pull through this, and she's going to have the testimony for it.
Absolutely. Well, stay in touch with me, Jamie Lynn, and then we'll try to get whatever information out to the public that you come up with, and I'll try to continue to find these organizations that can help and try to message them and let them know what the need is. And I hope, as I said, everything is taken care of for your family so that you can focus on Emily now.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for joining me here on the show today to share this story, and I hope it is going to help someone. Someone out there needed to hear this message today, and it could have saved a life. So thank you for that, Jamie Lynn.
anything I can do.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you'll share this story with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by. Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.